亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神。今天在节目里将要播放的这个主题是救主降生，也就是在圣诞节这个季节里面特别所传讲的这样的一篇信息。耶稣为了爱我们这些世人，爱我们这些罪人，来到世上拯救我们脱离一切的罪恶。让我们一起来分享。
Lord Jesus，
主耶稣，
This is the time when we celebrate a memorial of that wonderful thing that happened so long ago。
这是我们纪念那难以忘怀的很久以前发生的事情。
When the Son of the Almighty，
就是当全能神的儿子，至高的，
The Creator of all things，
创造万物的，
came to live in our earth，
来生活在我们的世上。
Of all the stars in the universe，
宇宙所有的星星，
Of all the planets that may exist，
在所有存在的星球中，
This is the one you chose to visit，
你选择了这个来造访。
This is a time we set aside to remember.
这是我们分别出来纪念的日子。
That this earth has been so highly honored.
在这世上大大的受尊崇。
So highly blessed.
大大的受称颂。
How vast your creation is, no one knows.
你的创造有多大，没有人知道。
But here you came.
但是你来到这里。
And you came because something so strange.
你来是因为一件很奇怪的事情。
Because you loved this people.
因为你爱这群百姓。
Man that you had created.
是你创造的人。
You loved them.
你爱他们。
Love them as a mother loves her baby.
你爱他们如同母亲爱婴儿一样。
Not because of what it does.
不是因为婴儿做了什么。
But because it's hers.
而是因为这些孩子是她的。
In the very midst of her being, she made it.
是她自己创造的。
And brought it forth.
生出来的。
Cradles it in her arms.
是在抱在她的膀臂中的。
Looks into its tiny.Uncomprehending eyes，
看着他小小不明白的眼睛，
and says，
说，
You're mine，
你是我的，
You're all mine，
你全部都是我的，
I made you，
我造了你，
You're part of me，
你是我的一部分，
and I'm part of you，
我是你的一部分。
Regardless of what its nature is， what itspersonality is，
不管这孩子的性情怎么样，个性
怎么样， what its color is，
不管他的肤色是怎么样，
it makes no difference，
都没有差别。
whether it how much it changes life，
不管他的生命改变了多少，
how much extra work it means，
不管他母亲增加了多少的额外工作，
how much fear and anxiety it brings，
不管带来多少的惧怕忧虑，
How much extra care it takes，
不管要花出多少额外的关怀，
It makes no difference，
都没有关系。
She loves it，
她爱这孩子。
She loves it when it's angry，
当这孩子生气的时候，母亲爱她。
She loves it when it's hurting and cries，
当孩子难过，
She loves it
哭的时候爱她。
It keeps the whole house awake，
当孩子让全家都不得安宁的时候，妈妈还是爱他。
She looks at him and says, "You're mine."
她看着这孩子说：“你是我的。”
And that's the love that brought you here.
这就是把你带来这里的爱。
A love that saw that we needed some more attention.
那个爱引起了我们的注意。
More than you could give through prophets like Moses.
远超过你能够借着先知像摩西或是以利亚所能够给的。
Or David.
或是大卫，
or strong men like Samson,
或是像参孙那样子的勇士
great heroes,
大的英雄
you saw that it wasn't enough.
你看到这不够
they may have been nursemaids.
或许有照顾他们的人
those that you sent to help.
那些是你差遣来要帮助的
but they wasn't enough.
但是这些不够
so you came yourself
所以你自己来了
because you loved us
因为你爱我们
you came with a purpose so wonderful so high
你来带着一个至高至奇妙的目的
you didn't love us like a mother loves a child that's hopelessly ill and is going to die
你爱我们并不是像一个妈妈爱一个孩子没有盼望的快要死了
you loved us like one that saw we were hopelessly ill but you had the skill to heal it
你来看到我们绝望垂死但是你有办法医治
because your love was connected with your power
因为你的爱连接着你的能力
and you could do something about it
你能够来处理
you could heal us
你能够医治我们
even so that our life here on earth
甚至我们在世上的生命
is so greatly mitigated
都已经大大的受到了损伤
made so much easier
你使我们的生活容易得多
because you would help us all the way through
因为你会从头到尾都帮助我们
because you came with power to help us
因为你来带着能力要帮助我们
and you came in love to help us
你来带着爱要帮助我们
and you came with abundance of power and abundance of love
你来带着丰盛的能力丰盛的爱
and nothing we could ever do would ever stop that love
我们做的任何事情都不会拦阻你的爱
Because your love is everlasting.
因为你的爱是永恒的。
And that's why you came.
这就是为什么你来了。
Because you wanted to do something about it.
因为你想要来处理它。
You want to heal our hurts.
你想要医治我们的伤害。
You want to lift our pain.
你想要减轻我们的痛苦。
You said, I'll take it for you.
你说我为你承担。
With your stripes, with your pains, with your wounds, you.For our sicknesses and our infirmities and our pains.
因你的鞭伤，你担当了我们的疼痛，担当了我们的疾病，我们的软弱。
So that you could heal us time after time after time.
使你能够一次又一次的医治我们。
What a wonderful way.
这是何等奇妙的方式。
What a wonderful Christ.
何等奇妙的基督。
What a wonderful God.
何等奇妙的神。
And that's why we celebrate this day.
这就是为什么我们庆祝这一天。
Because something so wonderful happened.
因为有很奇妙的事情发生了。
The whole universe had never heard of anything so wonderful.
整个宇宙都不曾听过这么奇妙的事情。
Not a single angel had ever seen anything like that.
从来没有一位天使看过像这样子的事情。
Never entered into the heart of the highest angels that he would do something like that.
最高的天使也不曾想过你会做像这样子的事情
Not even they who lived in the canopy of your love
甚至活在你爱的遮盖当中的
Could have ever dreamed you could love so much
都没有办法梦想你能够爱的这么多
That your love was that big
你的爱这么大
And that deep
这么深
And that long lasting
这么的长久
And it doesn't make any difference how we might offend you.
不管我们怎么样的冒犯了你
Even if we killed you.
甚至我们杀死了你
And we did.
我们确实这样做了
You never stopped loving.
你从来没有停止爱
You never stopped trying to help us.
你从来没有停止要帮助我们
You never withdrew your grace.
你从来没有收回你的恩典
You never called back your spirit.
你从来没有收回你的圣灵
You never stop mercy
你从来没有停止怜悯
Because you loved us
因为你爱我们
You knew we were blind and helpless and ignorant
你知道我们是瞎眼的是无知的
You knew we were babies
你知道我们是婴儿
But we think we're grown up
我们以为自己长大了
But we're just a few years old
其实我们只有几岁大
Just a tiny few years old
只有一点点的岁数
The angels are millions of years old.
天使有几百万岁。
We're just babies.
我们只是婴儿。
But you came as a baby.
你来是一个婴儿。
You didn't come as a great angel.
你来并不是用大天使来的。
You didn't clothe yourself in glory and marvelous trappings of heavenly glory.
你没有披戴着天上的荣华，带着黄金的灿烂来到。
You came just like we come.
你来到世上就跟我们来到世上一样。
Helpless.
是无助的。
You came in deep poverty.
你来在很深的贫穷里。
Just because you wanted to be with us.
只因为你想要跟我们在一起。
But you were somebody.
但是你是伟大的。
Just because you came in nothing in poverty.
只因为你在贫穷中来。
Did not mean that you were a nobody.
这意思不是你就不是伟大的。
For even there in the manger,
因为甚至在马槽里，
even there in that stable,
甚至在那个马房里，
the wise men from the east recognized you were a king.
从东方来的博士认出你是王，
and they worshipped you.
他们拜你。
And we will worship you tonight.
今天晚上我们要敬拜你。
And we will realize who you are.
因为我们知道你是谁。
And though we come in our minds, in our imaginations.
虽然我们的心意没有办法想象。
And we come near to that stable.
我们靠近那个马槽。
Dug out of a hillside.
是在山边的。
A cave.
是在一个洞里面。
A place where they kept their livestock.
那边他们是放牲口的。
I thank you for coming.
我谢谢你来。
I thank you so much for coming.
我非常感谢你来了。
And Master, tonight.
主啊，今天晚上。
Help us a little bit more.
求你更多的帮助我们。
To realize.
来明白。
Who you are.
你是谁。
And what you did.
你所做的事情。
When you came to us.
当你来到我们这里的时候。
That we might receive you.
好让我们能够接受你。
More and more and more.
越来越多，越来越多。
For the more we understand and the more we believe, the more we can receive.
因为我们了解的越多，知道的越多，我们就越能够领受。
Of all the blessings you came to bring us, we can receive more.
你要带给我们极多的祝福，我们能够领受的更多。
So help us again tonight.
所以今天晚上求你再一次的帮助我们。
I ask in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名求。
I want to look at Matthew tonight a little while.
今天晚上我们来看马太福音第一章。
We'll read from 18.
我们从十八节开始读。
To 23.
十八节，我们一直读到二十三节。马太福音第一章十八到二十三节。耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她要将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Mary had a pretty rough time until the angel intervened for her.
玛利亚她本来是一直过得很辛苦，直到天使为她介入了。
And he told Joseph some things, and this is what I want to look at, what the angel said.
直到天使跟约瑟说了一些话，那我们想要来看的就是天使说些什么。
He said, "Don't be afraid."
他说不要怕。
Because she has something conceived of the Holy Ghost.
因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Something is totally different than ever happened before.
那是跟以前曾经发生的过的事情完全不同的。
Now, this wasn't Mary's words.
这不是玛利亚的话。
Because who'd believe Mary?
因为谁会相信玛利亚呢？
They just think she cheated, didn't want to admit it.
别人就会想以为说他在骗人，不想要承认而已。
But this is the angel's word.
但是这是天使的话。
He said, she's been conceived. She has a child, but it's by the Holy Ghost.
他说他怀孕了，有了一个孩子，但是是从圣灵来的。
And he told him what name to give him.
而且告诉约瑟要给他起什么名字。
You call his name Jesus.
要称他的名为耶稣。
In Hebrew, that's Yeshua.
在希伯来文里面。
That's a lot like the word Joshua.
就是跟约书亚念起来音有点相似。
And it means Savior.
这意思就是救主。
And he said, why you give him that name?
他又讲为什么要起这个名字。
He shall save his people from their sins.
因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Now, we read that the reason this happened,
我们读到这个事情发生的原因
it was prophesied.
是因为曾经先知说了预言
many several hundred years before,
在好几百年之前
we read that a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son,
我们读到必有童女怀孕生子
and they shall call his name Emmanuel,
人要称他的名为以马内利
which being interpreted is God with us,
以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
But the thing I want to look at first,
但是首先我要来看的事情是
call his name Jesus,
就是称他的名为耶稣
because he will save his people from their sin.
因为他会救自己的百姓脱离他们的罪
he came as a savior.
他来是一个救主
Now no one had ever been called a savior to save from sins before.
以前从来没有人被称为救主要救人脱离罪的
No one ever claimed they ever could do that.
也从来没有人宣称自己能够这样做。
Now the angel said, "This man, this baby, when he grows up, he's going to do that."
现在天使说，这个婴儿当他长大了之后，他要做这样的事情。
Something everybody wanted.
这是每一个人都想要的东西。
And every religion tries to find some way to do something about it.
每一个宗教都设法想要来处理罪。
Confucianism tells us not to sin.
孔子也告诉我们不要犯罪
Be good to everybody and have a good society
要对每个人都很好然后有一个很好的社会
How to live to have a good society
要怎么样生活才能够有一个很好的社会
Well, that's excellent
这是很好的
But who can do it?
但是谁做得到呢
In practice, it didn't work, did it?
实际上是行不通的对不对
And then they had Taoism
然后有道教
And Taoism was to get yourselfAll in harmony with the universe.
道教就是要跟整个宇宙和谐。
Never let bitterness, or anger, or jealousy, or envy, or anything like that come in and put you into disharmony with the universe.
绝对不要让生气、苦毒、怨恨这类、嫉妒这类东西进到你的里面，使你跟的宇宙不和谐了。
In other words, you sinners, stop being sinners.
换句话说，你们这些罪人呐、啊，不要再做罪人了。
That's a great idea.
这是一个很棒的主意。
But it didn't work.
但是行不通。
We just kept on doing what we do.
我们只是不断地在做本来在做的事情。
Buddhism doesn't help.
佛教也没有帮助。
If we can go through the other ones, they all tell you how to be good, but they don't, to be good, but they don't tell you how to be good.
我们还可以讲其他的宗教，那些宗教都告诉你说要好好的，但是没有告诉你怎么样才会变好。
But this is going to be different.
而天使说这个会不一样。
It's going to be totally different.
这会是完全不同的。
Not like all the other religions.
跟其他任何宗教都不一样。
Even the religion of the Hebrews.
甚至跟希伯来人的宗教也不一样。
Even the Jewish religion.
甚至跟犹太的宗教也不同。
They didn't have any savior.
他们没有任何的救主。
They had to go kill an animal.
他们必须去杀动物。
And in old times.
在古时候。
They killed human beings.
他们甚至杀人。
And get rid of sin.
试着要除掉罪。
Everybody does it.
每个人都这样做。
And everybody wants to get rid of it.
每个人都犯罪，每个人却想要除掉罪。
Isn't that strange?
是不是很奇怪？
If we want to get rid of it, why do it?
我如果想要除掉罪，为什么又去犯罪呢？
But we're a contrary group of people.
但是我们都是相反的，彼此矛盾的。
Who can understand us?
谁能够明白我们呢？
We do our best to get rid of it, and then we love to do it.
我们尽自己所能想要除掉罪，然后呢，就越又很喜欢去犯罪。
But he comes with a strange statement.
但是天使讲了一句很奇怪的话。
He's going to save his people.
他要救自己的百姓。
Those that belong to him.
那些属于他的人。
From their sins.
脱离他们的罪。
And that sounds pretty good.
这听起来很好。
That really sounded pretty good.
这听起来真的很好。
Didn't say how he's going to do it.
他没有说他要怎么样来做。
Of course, we know now.
现在当然我们知道了。
But the angel didn't say that.
但是天使没有怎么告诉我们是怎么样。
He didn't say it was going to happen.
他没有说将会发生什么事情。
He didn't say anything about the cross.
他也没有提到有关十字架的任何事。
He didn't say anything at all about how it was all going to be done.
他一点都没有讲到这事情会怎么样做成，但是他确实有说他要做的。
This man would be different from any other man.
这个人会跟任何其他的人都不同。
There have been saviors in a sense.
从某一方面来说，曾经有过救主。
People that rose up and delivered their people from captivity and from being subject to despots and tyrants.
那些起来救自己的百姓，脱离被掳或是脱离暴君专制的人。
Samson was one.
三孙是其中之一。
And David was one.
大卫也是其中之一。
Samuel, there's quite a few.
还有撒母耳，还有好几个。
But he didn't save them from their sin; he saved them from other sinners.
但是并没有脱离他，没有救他们脱离他们的罪，而是救他们脱离其他的罪人。
But this one saved them from their sin.
但是这一位要救百姓脱离他们的罪。
And that's what everybody wanted.
这就是每一个人想要的。
Some people knew that was what they wanted.
有的人知道自己想要的是什么。
And some people knew it without knowing it.
有的人知道却不自知。
By that I mean.
我这样讲的意思是。
There's one terrible fear that everybody had.
每一个人都有一个很可怕的恐惧。
The fear of death.
对死亡的恐惧。
One terrible fear that everybody had.
每一个人都有的一个很可怕的恐惧。对死亡的恐惧。
Why?
为什么?
Because what comes after?
因为之后会发生什么呢?
What comes after?
之后会发生什么呢?
Well, we just go to sleep.
好，我们只是睡着了。
You've probably been to a funeral.
你或许参加过丧礼。
And you see the man or woman that died there.
你看到那边死了男，有男人或是女人死了。
And if you go quick.
如果你去得快。
Don't wait too long.
没有等太久。
It looks like they're sleeping.
看起来好像他们在睡觉一样。
Now if you wait too long, it doesn't smell like they're sleeping.
如果你等了很久才去，闻起来不像他们在睡觉了。
But it looks just like they're sleeping.
但是看起来就好像在睡觉一样。
But we know they're not.
但我们知道他们不是在睡觉。
But where are they?
但是他们到哪里去了呢?
One of the great English writers wrote a poem.
有一位英国的很伟大的诗人。
You might have heard of him. His name is Shakespeare.
他写了一首诗。哦，他的名字叫莎士比亚。或许你们听说过。
He was writing about death.
他是写到有关死亡的事情。
Oh, death.
他说死亡啊。
It's just a long sleep.
只是一个很漫长的睡眠。
Just a long, long sleep.
是一个很长很长的睡眠。
Except.
除了。
But. What kind of dreams will he have?
可是他们会有怎么样的梦呢?
Have you ever had a nightmare?
有没有做过噩梦?
I don't think that.Their dreams will be just dreams.
我想他们的梦不会只是梦而已。
We all know that there's something after.
我们都知道死后有某些东西。
We just automatically know that.
我们那在我们的里面，我们自然就是知道。
And so everybody was afraid. What comes after?
这就是每个人害怕的，不晓得以后会有什么事情。
And the reason we're afraid.
我们害怕的原因是。
Is because we have the sense.Within us of right and wrong.
因为我们里面有善恶对错的观念。
It's just born in us.
这是我们与生俱来的。
The sense of good and bad.
就是有善恶感，分辨是非的观念。
And we know we're not all that good.
我们知道自己不是纯粹全然这么好的。
Some people try pretty hard.
有的人很努力。
But we know inside.
但是我们里面知道。
We know a person inside that nobody else knows.
我们里面知道自己，这是其他人都不知道的。
Fortunately,
幸好。
Do you agree with that word?
这个你同意吗
？Aren't you glad everybody doesn't know what you know?
你是不是很高兴？不是每个人都知道你自己所知道的你。
And that little somebody inside is the one that says, "You think you're so holy?"
你里面那个小小的人是说，你以为自己那么圣洁啊？
You think when you leave life, everything's going to be just fine?
你以为你离开这一生的时候，一切都会好好的吗？
And when you stand before the judge of the universe, he's going to say, "Oh, how my wonderful saint, I welcome you."
当你站在全宇宙的审判官面前，他会说啊，我奇妙美好的圣徒，我欢迎你。
All you other saints, behold, this one is a Roxian.
你们其他的圣徒看哪，这位圣徒走进来了。
We know it won't be that way.
我们知道不会是那样子的。
And so there's that terrible fear.
所以有那很可怕的恐惧。